Eileen Gray, Screen. While I was a drawing student at London's Slate School of Art in 1898, I happened upon D. Charles' shop at 92 Dean Street, and there was a sign advertising the repair of old Oriental lacquer screens. I was very interested because I'd always wanted to learn lacquer, and so went in and said, "I suppose I could never come here and work." And they said, "But you can, of course you can. Start Monday if you like." By the time I returned to Paris in 1906, I was obsessed with the art of lacquer, and had been introduced to a young lacquer craftsman, Sugawara, who came from Jihoji, Japan, a village famous for its lacquer work. He agreed to teach me, and I studied with him for 4 years. This screen, made of swiveling lacquer panels, is based on a wall treatment and screen I put in the entrance hall in the apartment I designed for Madame Mathieu Lévy, which consisted of wood blocks, each lacquered in black and textured with powdered stone. The entrance hall, like all the elements of the apartment, was not just a matter of simply constructing beautiful ensembles of lines, but part of creating an entire dwelling place. Formulas are nothing. Life is everything. Nowhere did we search for line or a formula for its own sake. Everywhere we thought of the human being, his sensitivity and his need. Entering a house is like the sensation of entering a mouth which will close behind you, or like the sensation of pleasure when one arrives with a boat in a harbor, the feeling of being enclosed but free to circulate. The movement in buildings should follow the walls in such a natural way that the pictorial objects inside reveal themselves gradually to the spectator. Let us not forget the vivid forces nature can give us. We are born surrounded with buildings and have broken the tie which allows us to communicate with those things which make our strength, like leaves in a vase.